Chapter 24. Choice. Lyria and her disciples were boating on a beautiful mountain lake, with lilies blooming on its surface. Having reached a small, picturesque island, the travelers got ashore, began to build a fire, and make tea from herbs. During the tea party, a student named Oksana asked Lyria, "How should I act? I love one man, but he got married and is no longer free. And another man wants to marry me, but I don't like him. What should I do?" "A person has a heart and a mind," Lyria replied with a wise smile. "And here you see the conflict of these parts with each other. If we look at the mind, we see that it consists of memory and intellect, which deals with creativity and reflection. But a person, strange as it may seem, because he was called Homo sapiens, an intelligent person, rarely uses it, mainly relying on his memory. And it turns out to be mainly consisted of other people's thoughts, templates, stereotypes. But these are not the thoughts of wise people, but the thoughts of fools who live poorly themselves and only envy successful people. Successful people use their intellect more often than their memory. This is the key to their success. And now you are taking from your memory template thoughts that it is time to get married. It is time. You should be like everyone else. But in this way, a person will not reach the state of happiness, because happiness is experienced by our heart. And only by listening to it, a person can be happy, whether it is the choice of a partner, job, or place of residence. We can be guided by our heart, as it knows better what we need for happiness. And now, when explaining all this, as I always do in my lectures, I use my intellect. I advise you to think about life in the same way, and not just remember other people's opinions, statements, clichés imposed by society. Oksana listened attentively to her tutor and thought, "So, it turns out, if I need to listen to my heart, and I love a married man now, do I have to become his mistress?" The girl waved her hands doubtfully and looked questioningly at Lyria. "Darling, you have to look for more than one solution to every problem," she smiled. "For example, you can look for another man who's single and likes you. Or you can be the mistress of a married man, if you love him very much and are ready for such a role. The main thing is not to make a big deal out of it. Always remember that you are not one. You have many parts, roles. And each person has his own tastes, his own preferences. You have to include the intellectual, creative part, so that it finds a solution that satisfies the majority of your I. This is not an easy job. You have to think, feel, weigh the pros and cons. But it is the only way to find your happiness, your individuality, joy, fulfillment, love. But do not try to show it to stupid people, because they may not accept it and start judging you, considering you bad." "And then how to be?" Oksana asked in surprise. "For example, if I choose the role of a mistress, it will in any case cause general condemnation. You have to play a socially acceptable role with the people around you. Make up some story so that they can accept the fact that you don't live according to the same patterns as they do," the tutor explained. Oksana thought for a few seconds and nodded. "I think I understand," the girl smiled. "Thank you for your valuable advice. I'll try to listen to my heart and make the right decision." Lyria looked at her student with warmth. "Honey, I'll be glad if you find your way to happiness. But remember that you need to develop harmoniously. It is important not only to listen to your heart, but also to train your intellect, for example, by solving riddles. The strength of the mind depends on the ability to concentrate. Yogis say concentration is wisdom." Lyria looked around at all the students present and suggested, "Let's try now to look at the flames of the fire and not be distracted by anything else for at least 10 minutes. The longer you can focus your attention, the better your intellect will work, the more complex tasks it will be able to solve. For more successful concentration, focus your attention on the area between the eyebrow. You may even feel a pressure there. This is the energy being directed to the mental center. Contemplate the flames of the fire and the purity of your breath. This will help you to calm down and not be distracted by extraneous thoughts. The students enthusiastically began to meditate on the flames of the fire, concentrating and focusing their attention as their tutor advised. And when the practice was over and the disciples one by one began to return from their state of meditative detachment, Lyria spoke. Human life is divided into two stages. The first is ordinary life and the second is post-mortem existence. Just like the butterfly and the caterpillar. In both parts of existence, person receives the lesson of God. Only in the first one, he goes blind, not knowing how, what, and why things happen. In the second part, all the cards are opened, and there comes the understanding of what really was in the first part. There is a rethinking and correction of sins and mistakes. Almost every religion tells us what we must do to honorably pass every lesson of God. But the modern person has turned far from religious teachings, and many religions have degenerated. And because of this, many people have passed their lessons blindly, without learning from them, so their lessons are repeated and repeated. The meaning of one human life is in its completion, as it was written on the door of the Delphic temple, to prepare ourselves for the second life, in which we will have more happiness and opportunities, just as a butterfly has more space and impressions. It can enjoy its flight by feeding on the nectar of flowers, while the caterpillar has to crawl on the ground and is limited in its perception.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.